Voice Radio. Believe it.
Hi, this is Aubrey, and you're listening to Care Voice Radio for another edition of Virtuality, or Virtually Yours, coming to you live. And tonight's conversation is going to be customer care in cyberspace is essential. Now, this week has been a very trying week for me personally, and no one is really talking about COVID in a public way. A lot of different conversations are flooding the areas regarding the political campaign, the election, and several other behaviors that are going on in our community. But I want to talk tonight about how important customer care in cyberspace is, because we are still on lockdown, if people don't really know. We have more movement than we had previously. But we still must remain observant to the fact that we have to take this opportunity to understand what customer care really is. And I was reminded by one of my colleagues recently who did an interview on customer service. But I want to remind you that you are your first client in customer care. You are very important. And I want to talk about this because there are still a lot of fractured spirits happening as we speak. And I want people to know that I'm thinking of you, and I'm thinking locally and globally, because I feel that I am a person who is extremely resilient. And I want to share with you what resilience means in terms of customer care and self-care. For me to exist and even to have this conversation now, going through all of the things that I am going through, that people I know are going through, the world is going through, I had to stop and think, what can I say in terms of what my formula looks like? Now, when people are talking to me about something, I always look at, why are they talking to me? Why are they sharing this information? What is the motive? And your motive right now should be to take a second look at how you think, how you talk, how you walk, how you perceive yourself, how you perceive your people, and all the other things that are going on in your life. Because a lot of people are worried right now. I am worried. I received a call this week, and I heard that maybe four family members that are part of my team were struck with COVID. And you never know what's going to go on. But what I do know is that they were very worried, and I had to talk to him, talk to the leader of the household and the family in general to calm them down. We cannot panic and we cannot worry, because we cannot see, even more now than ever, what is coming our way. But I want to infuse into your conversation this song that was sent to me by a young lady's manager. And I looked at it and I said, let me play this song. I think the artist is going to go places. Azura CEO is the name. And she wrote this song, this reggae song, Don't Worry. I think it's essential for you to listen and correlate these lyrics with what is going on to you. And I'll tell you more about what I'm going to talk about as it relates to the nuts and bolts of how to take care of yourself now. Care for yourself. Extend that self-care to other people. We cannot come out of this scenario that we are in right now with the same mindset that we went into it, being fearful of not understanding. We have to own the future, and we have to own a proper mindset that we can all be supportive of each other, because we are all human capital value in the middle of the conversation. So stay tuned, listen to these words, and I'm going to get right back to you. There are a couple of people who have really stepped up. There are a lot of workshops going on out there about customer care and customer service. And I'm pleased to know that a lot of the folks that I know are beginning to take a second look at customer care in terms of self-care, because you're the first customer. And everything that happens to you, you will have to relate back on how to handle other things that are coming your way. From your family, from yourself, your own mindset, all these different things, to the people you engage, to the services you're offering, and to the collaboration in cyberspace that is necessary. Because keep in mind, you are now pushed to do more as a person in providing self-care and services to each other. I've never seen such a fast growth in entrepreneurship until now, because everyone is trying to survive and get beyond survival. And many people are thinking about themselves. And there is nothing wrong with thinking about yourself, but it's how you think about yourself in relationship to the other people you are serving. And that is the key. So don't worry, we got some conversation coming your way right now, right here on Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. And this is virtuality, or virtually yours, as I always say, because everything is virtuality right now. Most things are, in terms of what is going on in cyberspace. Stay tuned.
Child, don't you cry, child, I'll dry those eyes. Child, don't you cry, child, I'll dry those eyes. So you come a long way and you had a tough time. I'm not here to judge. Made a bad deal, now your lips are sealed. I'm not here to judge.
Not here to
judge. We all human, and mistakes just an action that we all did take. We made a mistake. Time for reconstruction. So don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, yeah. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Dry those eyes. So you had a bad break, now your life you'll take. Why you wanna do that? Looking for a job, but doors are closed. Don't you ever give up. I know it's trying, trying, trying times. Temptation is so strong. Sometimes you rise, sometimes you fall, but the brave man will stand tall. So don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, no. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, yeah. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, no, no, no. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, yeah. Why you wanna take away your life? Don't you know it's filled with surprises? Sassy.
I'm telling you, that tune, that's my staple song going through the rest of the year. Because I need that to remain resilient. And the beauty of this tune, this reggae tune, is that it was recorded, I believe, in 2017. 2 years before COVID. Did this young lady see something coming? I think the way you think in the past has to be a combination of understanding self and others. And so I believe by listening to this song that she was thinking about her own life historically and recognizing that if you don't worry, you can actually end up doing some great stuff. And being in control of customer care for yourself allows you to translate that over into the job function that you have. Whether you are self-employed or not, whether you are working for a company that you do not own or not, customer care and self-care in relationship to providing the services are important. Now, one of the things that I have done historically in terms of customer care and self-care, because it was essential, is that when I was hired in one of my first jobs that I spent about 15 years doing, I realized that as I sat down and I reviewed the job function, I said to myself, you know, this agency is truly counting on me to go above and beyond the call of duty. Because I realized that my functionality was the core of providing services inside of customer care, and without me performing at peak performance and beyond, it would cause harm to the bigger, wider picture in the scope of my job function. In your home, if you are one of the leaders of your home, I don't know what that looks like in terms of your model. That is what you need to be doing in order to help yourself get to where you're going. Because what I said a couple of weeks ago on the show was that I realized that the problem with COVID is that it has no power until it begins to attack your lungs. And since then, we have seen so many different conversations, so many epic battles related to how we are being impeded and how we can help ourselves or not help ourselves. And I began to read more because I wanted to understand and I wanted to create a correlation between what I was told in the first place, what I was told in the second place, where we are now, and where we are going. Because my goal in customer care for me and the individual and the group is to win. Not because it's a race, but because it is my hope and my vision to get through this unscathed in terms of the impact it can have on my health and the health of others around me. And the first thing that I learned when I had that job and now as it relates to this conversation for the essential nature of customer care and self-care is not to worry. Become more proactive. Research what is available for you now, what is happening around you, and with whom. And do your own correlation because there is a problem happening. And your problem assessment cannot just help you and will not just help you. It will certainly serve as a very valuable asset for the people around you. Because the problem is COVID. Right now, that's one of the problems. But the other part of it is that you clearly can see, and if you can't, I'm going to tell you, this is one of the most powerful disabling possibilities that has ever been deemed crazy in terms of what it's doing to people, not just in terms of health, but in terms of finance. In terms of mental toughness, in terms of love, in terms of hate. When we were all cooped up in the same space, when we were distancing ourselves from each other, we had a rise in abuse and bad behavior. That's not good self-care. And the beauty about who we are as a people is that we have the capacity to say no to negative, to say no to causing harm, to even decide for the spirit of time. It's kind of like when a hurricane comes. You don't see people out in the street fighting and maiming, and then when things are coming at you at a high velocity, everyone is heads down because the goal is to survive and come out unscathed in many different areas. The same thing holds true for what we're doing and what we need to do with our life, because we were born on this planet. And I know that people, in terms of the religious conversation in customer care, and that is customer care too, you are looking at how you can interact with other people and do it well so that you don't have to cause harm. The ability for you to have that act of cognition going on, and I know it's difficult for many people. Many people have come up against so much negative in their life. I am one of those people. Imagine how many of you are hurting because of poor customer care. You do something well for someone, please give them their high five. Give them their kudos. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Because ongoing and developing behaviors that become a part of your behavioral mechanics, things that make you do what you do, as your new culture of engagement, on a positive note, is required of you. I take care of people every single day. Every day. The phone rings, someone says, Bree, you're okay, you're all right, I need to speak with you. Then sometimes I have to make an appointment because, believe it or not, I've got a lot going on, just like everyone else. But if you are coming and you're asking the question, and I know for a fact that you're going to take the information, you're taking my understanding of the matrix correctly in terms of what I'm going to deliver to you to help you resolve that issue, is vital. So I answer the call. And for me, I answer my own call in my own customer care. I have to forecast in my mind every single thing that I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, and then I begin the process of overcoming. Because that is good customer care. Now, when you say a customer, it means you're accustomed. You're accustomed to me, I'm accustomed to you. I am hoping, and last week in her talk, Dawn Lavelle spoke about it a little bit. There are some people who work in the store, and their customer care is so great that when they show up and that person is not at work, they don't want to buy. And then the question becomes, well, when is this person going to be back? When that person is back, they will come back. What I've really noticed is that many of the times, the person that they're speaking to is the person who actually owns the store. But they don't want to talk to that person. They want to talk to the employee because the employee has taken customer care to such a high level, there is a rhythm between the client and the worker for customer care. So as long as you begin the process of developing a positive mental attitude and applying a powerful mental attitude suggestion into your conversation, regardless of what the situation is, that is when you're going to become calmer because you're going to begin to see some outcome. I've seen it all week this week. And I was pushing full throttle on many cylinders. And a friend said to me, one cylinder at a time. In customer care, it is important to know who in your community loves you unconditionally. And when you find that out, that will help you to negotiate how you behave, because you know someone else somewhere, somehow, for some reason, a huge reason, actually supports the notion that you are alive and well and that you matter. And that is why you shouldn't worry, like the song says, don't worry. I'm excited about the newbies that are coming on the block with different strategies, different business models. And they're saying to me, Aubrey, customer care has become such a pivotal role right now in human delivery service. How do you treat other people? How do you treat yourself? It's not a lot of hard work. If you become a practitioner of positive self-care and positive customer care, you will throttle at a very high level. Even the enzymes in your body will begin to respect you more. Your skin will start healing up. I'm just doing this as a suggestive thing because I'm not a doctor. But I do know the signs of disruption in your system. This is why when they're going to take your blood pressure, they ask you to please relax. That is good customer care. Or you will not get a positive reading, a correct reading, rather. Very important. I want to take a minute to shout out to a young lady that has been doing some incredible work, Nisa Williams. And I'll tell you this. I've only met Nisa one time in person in several years. And when that one time happened, she said, well, it was good to see you. Can't wait to see you again. And I smiled and then we started laughing because I said, Nisa, this is the first time I'm meeting you. And she said, oh, yeah, that's right. That is because customer care and self-care was at such a full throttle that she became accustomed to my spirit, accustomed to my presence, even so much so that if I'm thinking something, most times she'll pick up on it. Extra sensory perception. And the other side of it is that she would write something and send it to me to explain exactly what she was thinking, and I would be like, wow, you did it again. And so you see, when customer care is involved, you will be remembered for the good work and service that you provide. If you are in a negative conversation at home and you go to work and you take that attitude of negative self-indulgence into the workplace, that's not good customer care. That's one of the things I learned at work too. When I was working in for an agency, government agency. And because I saw myself as the person who needs to go above and beyond, the customer who came into the building and the clients and the employees and the workers meant everything to me 40 hours a week and beyond. Because I was in a position to serve them above and beyond. And the friendship factor came into play because I said to many of them, you know, we might as well make this work environment great because you spend more time between commuting back and forth from home and working 365 days a year, less vacation time, less holidays than you spend with your own family or people who you live with because, again, customer care begins at home. I know many of you are mad because you were treated poorly right now, and I was treated poorly, but it was not always their fault. When you come to life on the earth and you are engaged in a home, that home provides sometimes comfort, sometimes pain, sometimes sorrow. But that is not the full value of who you, the individual, receiving those three things from. That is not the value. Those three things are utilized to strengthen your proposition to the world as a better person. Now, yeah, I know. There's a conversation where people say the person who's doing good always gets what they call screwed. You know, I've heard that over and over again. But you can change that factor. You can change what happens in your mindset if you decide that you're going to distribute wealth-building thinking. If you decide that you're going to distribute positive conversations. Let me pause here and take a note here from one of the folks who reached out, because it's crucial. And this is from a new company, one of the new companies that is actually one of our new sponsors here on this show. But I wanted to have them say a quick word to you in a commercial manner to let you know that they are present and that your service matters and that the opportunity to be served is alive and well. The company, the manager of the company, rather, is the young lady I just mentioned. I spend a lot of time in cyberspace with her, and it's been a real positive scenario, talking about Nisa Williams, and the company is DNN Distribution, and they have some things that they want to say to you to share with you in terms of a quick message to let you know that they're going to be available. But right before I do that, I want you to remember, please, don't worry. Do not worry. Plan, create a strategic plan that is customer care driven. You being the first customer. Take a second look at yourself and ask yourself, who I am in all of this? Who am I? What is my value? What does it look like? And how can I be of a value to the people around me? Just do it for 21 days, man. Start out with what you don't know and find out what you do know in the process of becoming. Because that's what will be important. That is what will serve you very well. So as we begin this journey together, you will find some very interesting things. All right? Now, we have a lot to say coming up in the coming weeks on this show to help you get the knowledge, and also, more importantly, we want for you to have the tools. Because without the tools, you're going to have a problem. We are going to have a problem that we probably can't resolve. We need to be able to resolve it. Here's the message from the brilliance of who we are and what we do. Yeah, I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. Here is Trinity, or Nisa as I call her, Williams, coming your way live right now to give you that message. Stay tuned one moment, and we will be on the move right here. I'm just very excited about what I'm seeing in terms of customer care, because I know the people at the helm in different companies have the right mindset to provide the services and to go above and beyond the call of the service they're rendering. So before I do that, let me go ahead and play this song one more time, because I think it's such a powerful tune. And you need to be able to grasp the beauty of what it is. Here we go.
Child, don't you cry, child. Mistakes, just an action that we all did. destruction. So don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, no. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, yeah. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, no, no, no. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, yeah. Child, dry those eyes, child. Dry those eyes. So you had a bad break, now your life you'll take. Why you wanna do that? Looking for a job, but doors are closed. Don't you ever give up. I know it's trying, trying, trying times. Temptation is so strong. Sometimes you rise, sometimes you fall. But the brave man will stand tall.
Oh yeah, you hear that? This is what I'm talking about. This is customer care. Now that word from Nisa before we close out.
We here at DNN Distribution in Barbados aspire to be the leading distributor of a variety of products and brands locally while seeking a global platform of elevation. In a time where COVID-19 has created such uncertainty around the world, our relatively young company has had to reinvent the wheels to ensure the viability of the business. It is not without its challenges, as any diversification within a company will create new requirements and expectations. Our gem of the Caribbean, Barbados, is known globally for our sea, sand, and beauty, but our people have a wealth of talent and creativity, which DNN Distribution is prepared to incorporate into our business as a focus point. Our goal will be to work closely with our valued suppliers to present a strong platform of quality products which can be utilized locally and internationally. Our network hub will unite like-minded businesses for a more powerful offering while highlighting their individual strengths to the global market. This is now the time for diversification. This is now the time for reinventing your present offerings to promote the sustainability of your business. The time to act is now. Stay tuned for more innovations on the horizon from DNN Distribution.
DNN.distribution.bb or, of course, on Instagram at DNN_distribution.
Oh, yeah. So don't worry, don't worry, don't worry now. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, no, no, no. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, yeah. Why you wanna take away your life? Don't you know it's filled with surprises? Hold on for a little while, but you never know how close.
Thank you for joining us on this segment of Virtually Yours right here on Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. We're getting ready to sign off. We wish you a very pleasant good evening and stay tuned. Keep us on the lock.
Voice Radio. Believe it.